Servant, oh God, let me step back. Let your spirit rise up on today, oh God. Bless your people, oh God, as we bring forth your living word. Thank God for the pastor, first lady. Thank God for the guests. Thank God for all that's here. Pastor Warren, his wife. We just thank God, and we just have your way on today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We thank God on today. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we're not going to slow down or take our time. We're going to take our time, but we're going to move in the Spirit of God. Praise God. Amen. 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 We got our message coming out of Daniel. But before we get to Daniel, we're going to get on a little few scriptures. Amen. Praise God. Get my paper here. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. This is what Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word.
Every word.
Speaking out the mouth of God. Psalms 56. Psalm 56. And we're going to read verses. We're going to start at the first verse. Praise God. It says, oh God, have mercy on me. Trusting in the Lord. We thank God for all our viewers and social media. And our scripture coming from Psalms, first scripture coming from Psalms 53. And as I say it, 56, I'm sorry, 56 verses 3-4. But our first, we're going to start at 1. Oh God, have mercy on me.
Yes, sir.
For people are hounding me. My foes are attacking me all the day long. I am constantly hounded by those that slander me. Mm-hmm. We all have challenges. We all have challenges. With, dang, and this is what David was talking about. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We all have those things that affect us. But it says, but when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. When they fear come upon them, they will put their trust in God.
Hallelujah.
We got to remember that when we are afraid, Praise God. We must put our trust in him. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God. So why should I be afraid? What can the mere mortal do to me? Nothing. Nothing at all. Mortal man can do nothing. Because God said he'll never leave us.
Never.
Nor forsake us. He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. We can depend on God. All we got to do is trust in the Lord. Praise God. Psalm 13. Like I said, we're going to share or move with different scriptures and keep moving. Praise God. Psalms 5 said, verse 5, but I trust in you, unfailing love. But I trust in you, in your unfailing love.
Yes. Trust.
How many know that they can trust in God's unfailing love?
Amen.
A love that will never stop.
Amen.
A love that will never let you down. Amen. Unfailing love.
Yes. Yes.
You can depend on God always.
Yes.
Because his love is unfailing. That is a guarantee. God never fails. Isn't that wonderful to recognize we have that living God in us that doesn't fail? I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will rejoice because he has rescued me. This is why I can rejoice, because I know he rescued me. How many of us have been rescued by the Lord? And we should rejoice. We have nothing to be hold our hands on, heads down about. We have nothing to be discouraged by. Because we serve a God that's unfailing. So I will rejoice. And he said, this is the day, I heard somebody say it earlier, that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice. I choose to rejoice because he healed my mind. He saved my soul. He touched my body. He made me whole. This is God's doing, and it's marvelous in our sight. We have to appreciate everything about God. As Mother was praying, he talked about God give us a roof over our head. We don't take little or take nothing lightly in this life. We walk out our door, we should be grateful. God is with us. He say he never leave us nor forsake us. He protect us in these streets driving these cars, and cars are going all around and flying and cutting in front of you. We have these car chases. And we see how dangerous it is. Unfailing. God has kept us through it all. His unfailing love. We need to meditate on that. And really appreciate the position we have. Our mind is sober. We have a sober mind to watch as well as pray. We got to walk out on the promises of God. So we should rejoice. That rejoicing keep us lifted up and encouraged.
Amen.
Keep your mind centered on God. Because he have rescued me. I thank God for rescuing me out of all danger and unseen dangers. I thank God for that. Praise God. Amen. Isaiah 26. And I know you're all familiar with this one. Isaiah 26.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about trusting in the Lord. Man, I get so happy that I've surrendered my life. And I trust a God that's unfailing. My God. Oh, how wonderful it is to you. To us. Isaiah 26:3 say, you will keep me.
keep me in perfect peace. He will keep us in perfect peace. I love it. I love it. Your mind, praise God, where it's supposed to be. All who trust in you. He said, he will keep me. Another verse said, keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And you got to keep your mind there. And this is how you stay in perfect peace. All who trust in you. All whose thoughts or minds are fixed on you. Where's your mind? Where's your mind? Is it fixed on God? You got to have your mind on God 24/7. Because why? You are trusting in the Lord. If you're trusting in the Lord, that's where you want your mind to be. See, you don't want your mind traveling, but you get up thinking about Jesus. And the power out of the pastor was talking about it, praise God. Amen. A God sent. You know, you got to have a God mind. You get up in the morning and you go to and fro. But God said he'll keep your mind in perfect peace if you keep your stayed on him. Keep stay there. Don't give up. Don't be disturbed. Don't be troubled. Just have your confidence in the Lord with it fixed on him. Fixed on him. Don't let nobody shake your faith. Continue to trust God. Trust the Lord always. Man, I like that. With an S on the end. Trust the Lord always. Because my confidence is in God. Always. Not wavering, not shaking, not up and down, but a consistent walk with God.
Yes,
trust in him always. I love when words just stands out when God says something. Yes. Trust in the Lord always. Always. When I wake up, when I lie down,
yes,
when I'm on my job, when I'm driving,
yes,
when I'm not with my children, my wife. But I'm trusting God always to keep them, to protect them, to watch over them. It's important to get yourself so engulfed with God. Because that's all you want. If he said always, your mind shouldn't be worrying about, well, what am I going to do later? Right now, he's in the presence of his people. Trusting the Lord always. For the Lord God is eternal rock.
All right.
For the Lord God is an eternal rock. My God, what a beautiful thought. Eternal rock. That means he said, I change not.
All right.
I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I am an eternal rock.
Solid rock.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for being our eternal rock. We know we have a future. We know we have a hope. Because he died, but he got up. And he's going back to the Father to be with him. Our eternal rock. He's our peace. He's our blessing. He's our health. He's our quietness. To our soul. We're talking about the eternal rock that gives us that peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
He's our quietness. He's our preparation for security. We don't have to be disturbed by the things we see going on.
No, we don't.
Yes.
We don't have to worry about that because we're resting in the Lord.
Amen.
Rest in him, praise God. All who thoughts, amen, trust in the Lord. For the Lord God is our eternal rock. Man, I love that. Eternal rock. Amen. Things come and things go. But God said, I remain the same. I remain the same. Praise God. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Let's look at Exodus. And we're going to get to our main scripture. But we're building up. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Exodus 14. Hallelujah. And we know this. We know this. This is dealing with the children of Israel, praise God. Here it is. God brought him out of Egypt. Took care of them in the wilderness. They had a need for nothing. Trusting in the Lord. How many times God has brought us out of situation? How many times God has watched over us when we were close to, we don't know what was around the corner.
Amen.
Just like the children of Israel. God got them from under the slavery, under bondage. And it's got in the wilderness, they start grumbling and mumbling. And they come upon the Red Sea. And this is where we at here in Exodus 14. And I'm going to read this starting at verse 13. I'm going to start at 13. I know it says 14. I'm going to start at 13. But Moses told the people, don't be afraid. How many times God speak to us? We worrying about this and worrying about that. Cause our heart to compensate, have trouble, hurt. You know, cause us to be sick and feel bad. He said, don't be afraid. Just stand still. How many of us just stand still? Stand still. Let God work it out. Let God handle the situation. But we want to step in. And we handcuff God. My God. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue. Amen. Rescue you. Rescue. Praise God. Rescue you today. Sorry about that. The Lord rescue you today. The Egyptian you see today will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Trusting in the Lord. My God, what a powerful word. All we got to do is take heed to the word. Stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. And they were ready to go back in Egypt. Amen. The Pharaoh and his army coming on them. The sea in front of them. And we panic. We panic because we don't see no way of escape. But God said to stand still. Trust him. That's all. Trust him. Trust the Lord. The word is there to get us through. This is our word, amen, to freedom, to the promised land. Just stay in the word, praise God. But Moses told the people, I'm repeating it, don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptian you see today will never be seen again. God's going to wipe them out. God going to wipe them out. That God is so good. God will rescue you. All you got to do is trust and depend on him. Trust in the Lord. Praise God. Don't be afraid. Just stand still. Praise God. The Egyptians you see today, you are never not, they ain't coming back. You will never, amen, see him again. Praise God. In verse 15, I'm going to skip right down to verse 15. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people, get moving. Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Man, we have that same authority. We have that same authority living in us. Pick up your staff. Amen. Use it. Why are you complaining? Why are you worrying? Why are you crying and struggling? Just pick up your staff. Praise God. Raise up your hand over the sea and divide the water so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry land, dry ground. Amen. Praise God. This is what God wants us to understand. Amen. God has got us. God is for us. He's more for us than he that is against us. Just like he told Moses to stretch out your staff. And he opened it up. And even then, praise God, we still don't trust God. God opens up ways for us when we don't even understand. And we still complain and worry and cry instead of trust God. We get to the point where our back up against the wall. And then we're ready to faint instead of hold on until our change comes. We got to trust God. We have to trust God and not doubt. Praise God. Amen. We're going, let's see. We got Exodus, 1 Samuel. Praise God. Feeding you some word this morning. Praise God. We need the word. We need the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 17. Praise God. Here's another instance where the man of God trusted him. He trusted his Savior. He trusted God. Praise God. Amen. Everyone has it? Amen. We're going to start at verse 45. And David replied to the Philistines, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelins, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of the heaven's army." I come to you in the name of the heaven, the Lord of the heaven's army. When we have an issue, we don't go in this flesh. We go in the name of the Lord. We trust God. We stand on God's word. And this is what David told that giant. This was the situation, David facing the giant, because all Israel was afraid. They didn't have nobody to go and face them. Even Saul. Here, this little ruddy boy, he had remembered what God had done for him. He destroyed the lion and he killed the bear. He trusted God. And now he said, "This is nothing. This giant have disgraced your God. But I'm gonna step up and go out there and defeat this lion and it's just giant in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled." Man, don't let nobody disgrace your God. "Today the Lord will conquer you. And I will kill you and cut your head. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and the wild animals." Amen. Praise God. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. The whole world may know that there's a God in Israel. See, among the people of God. And they're speaking to them, but speaking to us today, we have to know. When our battles come, when we are faced with a giant, we can stand on God's word, talking about trusting the Lord. Trust him, amen. When those battles, when those challenges come, don't surrender. Don't throw your hand up. Hold on and see the salvation of the Lord. We serving a God that we can trust in. We have that assurance. We have that confidence. We have that faith that surpasses all understanding. Trust in the Lord. Praise God. David showed you what it means. Amen. No matter. He just had a stone and a sling. And that's all he needed. And just swung it and hit him right there and knocked him down. 9 feet giant. Went down. Then he cut his head off. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's see. Esther, let's one more, and then we're going to get to our main scripture. And praise God. Esther, another great woman of God. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to read Esther 4 and 16. Praise God, everyone has it. Amen. And here's Esther saying, go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and from fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go to see the king. If I must die, I must die. Another version say, if I perish, let me perish. She had a determined mind. She had made up her mind that she wasn't going to let nothing stop her. Nothing stopped her. Mordecai told her, look, you can think you are right up there in the king's court, but whatever happened to us is going to happen to you too. Because you're a Jew also. You can't escape. See? And then goes back. Mordecai had done something for the king because they had went in cahoots to kill the king. But then the king remembered. And here the story goes where Haman wind up getting hung on his own gallows, all loose. What men thought for evil, God turned it out for good. Mordecai sat down there at the outside of the king's castle and just went there and just prayed for his cousin. And God did it. But then he told her, he had sent that letter and said, look here, give it to her. Praise God. And the woman said, Esther said, if I perish, I perish. I'm going to see the king. Yeah. How many of us feel like that? Amen. How many of us feel that, get put ourselves in that position, that I don't care what come in my life, I'm going to stand for truth. If I have to die, I die. And we see it. We have seen it over history where people have said, I am not denying my God. If I perish, I perish, but I'm not going to deny God. I'm not going to deny God. We have to have that same mindset. We have to be determined. See, we have the confidence what we say we're going to believe. And what we believe we're going to say. We're going to stand for truth. That's right. Amen. And every day we should walk tall and believe God. Amen. Just like Esther. These stories, these truth stories are in here. The word to encourage us. And the more we dedicate ourselves to God's word, nothing can shake us. We'll have that same mindset. We'll have the same mindset of Moses. We have the same mind of David. He said, I would trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Daniel. Praise God. Right. Amen. We knew it all right. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I hope you're getting something out of it. I hope you're receiving something. Praise God. And I'm gonna share a little bit with you, but I'm gonna skip down to verse 16, because this is the main part of this. We see here Daniel and a couple of other officers. Daniel was able to get in a high position in Darius' court. And then they had the other guys. They got jealous of Daniel. Well. And they said, okay, we got to figure out. We can't find nothing wrong with him. Nothing wrong. We done searched his pedigree, and we can't find anything wrong with him. But we know what he likes, though. Yeah. He said, we're going to tell Darius, look, we need to make a law, make a decree. And we got to trick him into making this a decree. We're going to tell him, look, if anybody serve any God other than Darius the king, man or whatever, or Daniel, they have to die. They're going to have to be thrown in the den, in the lion's den. So what they did, they got Darius to agree. Because, you know, probably went to Darius' head. You know, I'm the king. Ain't no other king besides me. And they tell him that. And then he went with it. And what he did, why did he do that? But he didn't recognize what they were doing. He deceived them. Yeah. And that's where I'm going next. So when he did this, they spied out Daniel's house. And they seen Daniel there praying. Amen. 3 days and three nights, praying toward, you open the window and always pray toward Jerusalem.
Yes.
Man, faithful. Faithful, even though Darius, Daniel overheard heard these men. But he knew what to do. How many know when we get in a jam or get in a tight situation, do we go to this place or that place? Or we go to get this money, you know, do all these things to get out of the situation. But other than turn to God in prayer. Turn to God in prayer. Turn to God in prayer. So Daniel went before his God. And they didn't stop him. So when they went back and told the king, and the king couldn't do nothing. Because he had already signed it. He already put his stamp of approval on it. So then when they told him, well, we know Daniel is still there praying to his God three days and three nights. And so it comes up. What happens is they went back to the king, and the king was trying to figure out all day how to get out of this situation, because he had such a passion, he had a love for Daniel. But it didn't work. He had already put his stamp of approval on it. So he come here it is now. So verse 16 of chapter 6. So at last the king gave orders. See, he had to fulfill it. He couldn't go back on his word now. Orders of Daniel to be arrested and thrown in the den of lions. Man. How many of us, when we get caught, when we get in a straitjacket, do we faint or do we stand and say, Lord, for you I live and for you I die. Stand on God's word. Amen. Praise God. And the king said to him, may your God. Now look at this. The king said, may your God whom you serve so faithfully rescue you.
I can't help you.
May your God whom you faithfully serve.
Yeah.
See, that's where we have to take that position. Faithfully serve God.
Right.
Instant in season and out of season. Be consistent in your walk.
That's it.
Faithfully serving God. We got to do it. Praise God. And that's it. Praise God by his grace. Amen. Faithfully serving, rescue you. A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. The king sealed the stone with his own royal seal and the seal of a noble, so that no one could rescue Daniel. No one can rescue Daniel. Praise God. No one could rescue Daniel. But we know who rescued him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting. Then the king returned to his palace, spent the night fasting. What was he fasting for? He was fasting because he was concerned about Daniel.
Yes, yes.
Man, look how God will make your enemy your footstools. God would, you know, if you just stand like at the Red Sea, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Here's Daniel got on the king's good side. See, the king was fasting for him, show the love of the king for Daniel. Praise God. Verse 18 is here. And returned at night fasting. He refused his usual eat entertainment and couldn't sleep at all that night. He was troubled. He couldn't sleep all that night. Then and very early in the morning, the king got up and hurried. Man, this is the king.
Yeah.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? The king loved Daniel so much, he wanted to make sure, amen, that this boy was okay. He got up and hurried out to the lion's den. When he got there, he called out in anguish, "Daniel, servant of the living God."
Hallelujah.
"Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God, whom you served so faithfully, able to rescue you from the lions?"
My God. Thank you, God.
The God that you served so faithfully, was you able to rescue you from the lions?
Right.
We don't have to worry about this side. Because if it doesn't happen here, it's going to happen there. You see, be absent from the bodies, be present with the Lord. So we can't worry about this.
No.
We can't worry about him. But it's a beautiful thing to recognize, praise God. He said, if he, the one that you're faithfully able to rescue you from the lion, the God you serve. Praise God. Daniel answered, "Long live the king." "Long live the king. My God sent his angel."
Yes, he did.
"My God." We got to say it. "My God sent his angels." That's why we should trust in the Lord. To shut the lion's mouth. Man, when your enemy comes to swallow you up, to eat up your flesh, God will lift up a standard.
Yeah.
We have to trust in the Lord.
That's right.
We are trust in the Lord. Shut up the lion's mouth so that they would not hurt you. My God, is that encouragement or not? Is that encouragement or not? We have to come to that place that we can have hope beyond hope. Praise God. "For I have been found innocent." Man. Some of the time we have seen situations on our jobs and different situations we have gotten caught in the situation. But God, if we do it, what's right. We got to be right, though. Because God, we found him innocent in his sight. "And I have not wronged you, your majesty." See? But the table's going to be turned on them. See, that's what happens. When you do wrong, it will come back. See, reap what you sow. So Daniel was delivered. Verse 23 said, "The king was overjoyed." My God. "The king was overjoyed and ordered that Daniel be lifted from the den." Man, can you imagine the look on the king's face? Daniel didn't have nothing. No scent of smoke, no burns or nothing. Because God was in there with him. Not a scratch was found on him, for he had trusted in his God. He had trusted in the Lord. Praise God. Then the king gave orders to arrest the men who had maliciously accused Daniel. He had then thrown them in the lion's den along with their wives and their children. Boy, when you do wrong, it affects so many. And when you do wrong, it affects so many. That's why we have to walk upright, holy, separated from the world, doing what's right. The lions leaped on them and tore them apart before they even hit the floor of the den. But I just go to show you, Daniel down there sleeping with the lion, and nothing happened. What it means for us to trust in God. Before they even hit it, them lions didn't consume them. We serve a bad God. We serve a bad God. He don't play. He's nobody to mess with. That's why we should have the confidence and assurance that I can believe God.
Yes.
I will never leave. Say, I'll never, never leave you, nor forsake you. Daniel there, he was there. The king said, oh, well, did your God, the one that you faithfully serve, my God, has he spared you from the lions? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We got a few more verses, and we're going to close out. Let's look at Mark 11 and 24. All right. I'm going to read it. Praise God. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe, you can pray for anything. If you believe that you will receive it, and it will be yours. Look how easy that is. Look how easy that God wants to bless us. You can pray for anything, but you got to believe. We told you in Isaiah, they that keep their mind stayed on him. He'll keep him in perfect peace, but you got to believe it. If you believe, you can speak to that mountain. And if it be thou removed, it will be moved. We walk by faith and not by sight. Stand on God's word. Trust in the Lord. Always. Always. Day by day. One day at a time. One day at a time. I don't worry about tomorrow. I don't worry about later on. Right now. Right now, this is where I entertain. And my mind is in on God. Then tomorrow, if it be, I consume myself with that day. Matthew 6:34 say the problems for today is sufficient. You see, I don't worry about yesterday because what? It's gone. I don't worry about tomorrow because I haven't seen it. And I'm not promised it. So settle in on one day. That's all. Have a single mind, a single eye. Trust on God only for that one day. And God will he'll keep you in perfect peace. Your mind will be settled. You'll be sober to handle that day. That's all God wants us to do. See, Daniel didn't worry about what's going to happen this day or that day. Daniel recognized he was in there. And God was in there with him. Praise God. Closing verse, Proverbs 3. All right. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. God is good.
He's good.
Trust in the Lord. Always. Nothing else you got out of here. Trust in the Lord. Amen. That's right. That's right. It's my way or the highway. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Trust in the Lord. Praise God. Proverbs 3. I love this. I love this. This is good food here. Amen. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. How much? All your heart. You got to be sold out. You got to be sold out for Jesus.
Wow.
Sold out. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You didn't leave no room for nothing else. He said he'll give his glory to no man. I'm a jealous God. See, we ain't there yet. Not here presently, but overall, that's what we have to get. Every one of us. All of us have to be committed. So trusting in the Lord with all our heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Man, don't lean to your own understanding. He said, do not depend on your own understanding. See, because we had enough trouble there. We thank God for delivering us. Because we don't have to entertain that no more. Because we know God said, he said, he will lead us and guide us into all truth. He said, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man was peace.
Yes.
See, we want to finish this race well. So we got to trust in the Lord with what? All our heart, praise God. All our mind, all our soul, praise God. Seek His will in all you do. Everything, everything. Seek His will. Acknowledge me in all your ways, and I shall direct your path. Seek His will in all, there's a word again, you do. And He will show you which path to take. Trusting in the Lord. And He will. Boy, I love that about God. That's just so beautiful to me. That's why I can. I'm closing out. That is so beautiful to me. Praise God. And He will show you which path to take. And it's just simple. It ain't difficult. He's telling us right here. And He will show you. This is God speaking. He will show you which path to take. Man, He said He's a path unto our feet and a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It's beautiful. It's beautiful when you trust God. Trust in the Lord. My God, I love it. I thank God. We thank God for all your patience. We thank God. We give you the opportunity, man, to, if you don't know Jesus, then to pardon your sin. Amen. Those on social media, those that are on YouTube or however you are viewing today, we want you to know that God is a faithful God, and God wants you to trust Him. Trust in Him, and He wants you to be saved and set free. All you have to do is accept God as your Lord and Savior, and you will be set free in the name of Jesus. You will be delivered, and God will save you. And then He'll put you on that straight and narrow road where you can live this life, amen, with His Spirit abiding in you. So we praise God on today. We thank God for Pastor and First Lady. We thank God for Pastor Perry at this time. We give him the mic. Praise God. Amen.
Chrysler, Ford, because we got gas gauges and oil gauges, water gauge, but we need a trust gauge in the car. You know, ask us that question to us, how am I trusting? Where is my trust level at? Is it half full, is it empty, or is it full? And if it's not full, I need to do something about it. I need to go back to the word that we just heard and remember what God has already done. Amen. I hear that song ringing out, sister. I will trust in the Lord. Amen. Why don't we stand? We're going to get ready to dismiss. Amen. But we're going to close out on this before we pray. Hallelujah.
I will trust.
If you know that, open up your mouth. Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will trust.
Glory.
In the Lord.
Are you going to trust Him today?
I will trust in the Lord until I
this one. I'm going to treat everybody right.
Yeah. I am going to treat everybody right. Oh, I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. Oh, I'm going to treat everybody right. I am going to treat everybody right until I die.
One more time. We're going to stay on the battlefield. Your testimony today.
I am going to stay on.
I don't care what you've been through. Hey, what you facing now.
I am going to stay on the battlefield.
How long?
Until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Oh, I'm going to stay on the battlefield.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We trust you, Lord. We're dependent upon you. Lord, when we look back over our lives and we see where you brought us from, you brought us out of darkness into this marvelous light. You wrote our names down in the Lamb Book of Life. You filled us with the precious Holy Spirit, God. You've given us protection and direction. You've given us this ministry of reconciliation. Oh God, you've empowered us with power from on high. You told us to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You've given us this privilege to let men and women, boys and girls know that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. You've healed us when we've been sick, God. You've lifted our heads when they were hung down. In the name of Jesus. You bless us in ways that we never thought of, God. You bless us going out and you bless us coming in. Oh, God, we thank you today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your manservant. Thank you for the saints of God here, there, and everywhere. We thank you for being soldiers in the army of the Lord. We thank you, God, we got Jesus on our mind. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, today as we leave this place, but not your presence, God, let your anointing fall afresh. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray today for those hard things. Oh God, what the saints have put on the back burner, have put on the shelf. But you are the God who resurrect dreams. You resurrect visions. You resurrect that sweet anointing that you placed on lives. That's been hindered, God. I pray for those who've been hurt in the house of a friend. Oh, God, we pray for the people of God here, there, and everywhere. Let your name alone be glorified on today. And we thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify your name today. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you praise. Watch on us as we leave this place, oh, God, again, but not your presence. Let the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide with us all henceforth, now and forever. God, the tithe and offering box is on the wall. Bless every penny that goes in that box, that it go toward the building of your kingdom. Oh God, as we go before you on this Thursday down to the prison, go with us. Go before us. Oh God, give some of those men a Daniel experience. That in the lion's den, God, that they'll see that they can trust you and dedicate their lives to you. God, we thank you today. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory. Hey, be glory. Majesty. dominion and power, both now and forever. And all of the saints of God together say amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We are just